Electrical costs could go down in about 20 Southeast Alaska communities if lawmakers leave local energy projects in the capital budget. They're part of a controversial package that kept the legislature from completing its business last Sunday. And they continue to be in play as the special session searches for an ending. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The regional energy list, totaling about $60 million, would help expand two existing projects, Sitka's Blue Lake and Ketchikan's Whitman Lake. It also supports exploration, design, or construction of smaller hydro facilities from Shuby Lake near Haines to Triangle Lake near Metlakatla. There's also alternative energy money for a Thorn Bay wood-powered boiler, a Tenneke Inlet geothermal development, and a Wrangell electric vehicle study. Almost all the projects could reduce the use of diesel generators, which are far more expensive than hydro. Sitka's Blue Lake expansion is the most expensive Southeast project. It's in the budget at $28.5 million, a little more than a quarter of the total cost. The project would increase the height of an existing dam and add a turbine.
It will allow us to generate more electricity over a year's time with the same amount of water.
Dean Orbison is the engineer overseeing the project for Sitka's electrical utility.
We found that with rising oil prices, people have been switching to electric heat because it's actually cheaper than oil. So our loads are increasing and we're raising the dam to meet the load.
The work will increase Sitka's hydroelectric generation capacity about 30%. A similar expansion project in Ketchikan is up for about $9 million in the capital budget, a little less than half its cost. Additional generators powered by water from Whitman Lake also target a growing electric demand, some from home heating conversions. Other projects are slated for a smaller portion of their cost. Angoon's Thayer Lake Electrical Development, for example, is down for $1 million. That's a fraction of the $15 million to $18 million total, but backers say it's important.
It's much-needed money. It matches federal funds that are already set aside and get us going.
Peter Nowrose is general manager of Kootsnuwu, the village native corporation that's the project's developer. He says the state money, plus other funds, will help prepare for construction.
If done right, and that's our intent, it'll bring down the cost of power significantly and allow the community to grow and prosper.
The Reynolds Creek Hydroelectric Project on Prince of Wales Island is in the capital budget for about $2 million, and upgrades to Pelican's generation system are down for close to the same amount. Another $2 million would go to Juneau's Alaska Electric Light and Power Company to help protect power lines from avalanches. Snowslides knocked down towers from the Snettisham Hydro Project south of town twice in recent years. That increased rates as the capital city relied on diesel generators. The 20 or so Southeast energy projects total about $60 million. They're part of a $465 million statewide package assembled by the Senate Finance Committee. The largest item is $66 million towards the Susitna Hydro Project north of Anchorage. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.